Same thing, resolution for wastewater matching planning grant for Slaughter Beach area. Resolution's required for the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council. We have received a resolution from the town that permits the county to look into the viability of establishing a Slaughter Beach Water and Sewer District run by the county. At this time, we are requesting to look at the sewer district first. The study will confirm the size of the drainage basin, what new projects and or existing homes can be served. We'll also include a plan on how these parcels will be served along with estimated costs for the infrastructure to provide that service. Grant monies, again, are based on 50% match with a maximum grant of $50,000.
You have resolution, sir?
I do. Resolution to submit a request for wastewater matching planning grant to the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council for matching funds to finance an updated planning study for providing central sewer service to Slaughter Beach.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Seems like it's going to be an awful big problem trying to measure that sewer without using water.
The town of Slaughter Beach does have a water system. Not town owned.
And they are owned by Drapers, right? Draper Water System.
Take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes, again.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Five yes, Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. For the record, Mr. President, these two requests, the West and Sussex, as well as Slaughter Beach, happen to be both driven by the same code section in Title IX, 6501, where an incorporated area requires a district creation based on health. Having said this, we felt, Mr. Ashman and I, that these two requests should come to you for consideration at the same time because they're so unique. So they require resolutions by the incorporated bodies, and we have the one from Greenwood, we have the one from Slaughter Beach, we're waiting for the one from Bridgeville before we present them to you. That's why it looks odd that we're here today, and I wish the timelines hadn't worked that way, but.
That's fine, thank you. Addie Diptola. Mount Joy Oak Street proposed Chapter 59 Street Lighting District. Good morning.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Council. The Mount Joy Oak Street, Sussex County Chapter 95 proposed street lighting district is located on Mount Joy Road, County Road 297, north of Millsboro, and shown on County Tax Map 23421. The proposed district boundaries encompass parcel number 67 through 71 as shown on Exhibit A on the screen. There are 21 tax parcels within the district boundary and 17 assessable improvements per county tax records and field verifications. The written request for petitions came from Mount Joy Civic Association and community members who are asking to form a street lighting district within the Mount Joy Oak Street community. They would like to install 5 Cobra Head LED style streetlights along Oak Street. On June 13th, 2017, I appeared before you and a motion was approved to mail petition forms to all accessible improvement owners within the streetlight district, proposed streetlight district boundaries to see if there was enough interest. Petition forms were mailed out on June 13th, and as of June 26th, we received 9 valid petition forms. This is more than enough to satisfy the Chapter 95 code requirements. Delaware Electric Cooperative provided me estimated costs for the installation of the 5 streetlights and 3 new wooden poles after we reviewed the community. Final cost estimate has been formulated. On Monday, July 24, 2017, I attended the Mount Joy Civic Association monthly meeting held at the St. John Second Baptist Church Hall to answer questions about the proposal. Today, I have 2 items to present to you for the proposed Mount Joy Oak Street Street Lighting District. The first is a motion seeking your approval of the cost estimate for the installation of the streetlights if the project's voted in favor of. The estimate provides for the installation of 5 LED streetlights and 3 new wooden poles. The lights will be located throughout the community, as also shown in Exhibit A. In your packet, the estimate is the estimate dated August 8th, 2017, the estimates for the yearly cost of street lighting. It includes the streetlight maintenance, power costs, and monthly new pole rental costs, as well as an annual 10% county administrative fee charged to manage the districts, and a 5% contingency fee to cover miscellaneous increases such as provider taxes or fuel adjustments to the annual electric cost. Two of the lights will be placed on existing wooden poles, three new wooden poles will be installed, and then the other three lights will be installed on these new poles. There's a one-time fee of $50 included in the estimate to install a transformer on one existing wooden pole, so it can accommodate the streetlight install. This fee will be included with the first year billing only, making the first year's estimated cost a little higher. First year estimated annual assessment per improvement is calculated at $65.20. And then after the first year, it is estimated to be $62.26 annually. Proposed rate is calculated on 17 current assessable residential improvements. The cost is the same for every assessable unit. If the district is formed, the final costs are recalculated every year based on the actual 12 monthly electric bills, administrative and contingency costs, and the number of improvements existing in the district. If there's an overpayment resulting from a year's billing, a credit is given on the next year's billing. If it's an underpayment occurring, a debit is added to the next year's billing. At this time, I will present a motion for approval of the cost estimate, unless I can answer any questions first.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, approves an estimated annual billing rate of $65.20 for the first year and an estimated annual billing rate of $62.26 after the first year for each assessable residential or commercial improvement within the boundaries of the proposed Sussex County Chapter 95 Mount Joy Oak Street Street Lighting District. As required by Chapter 95 of the Code, if the street lighting district is formed, the annual billing rate will be adjusted each billing year based upon all street lighting costs and the actual number of assessable units within the district boundaries.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion. I pass it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The second item I have is a resolution to establish the details for the election to be held for the improvement owners of the proposed Mount Joy Oak Street Street Lighting District as per our Sussex County Chapter 95 Code. The resolution was approved by the Assistant County Engineer on July 31st, 2017, provides for an election to be held on Thursday, August 31st from noon until 6 p.m. at the St. John Second Baptist Church Hall, located at 26602 Mount Joy Road, Millsboro, Delaware. Designates me to be the judge of the election, provides a provision for appropriate notice of the election with the estimated annual cost to be provided to all assessable improvement owners. And lastly, it includes a provision to provide absentee ballots for those who cannot attend the election on August 31st. The actual election voting outcome will make the final determination if the street lighting district will be formed.
Could you read a short title of the resolution, please?
Uh-huh. A resolution to establish the date, time, and place of an election to be held to consider the question of establishing the proposed Mount Joy Oak Street Street Lighting District.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Cornwell,